Francisco, the good vibration station. You can feel it.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. Song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the world. One day up near Salinas, slow on, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I train all of my tomorrows for one thing, oh, yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, for me, mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. La la la.
Frisco.
5:11 with Dave Stone on Monday afternoon. Here's a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoes.
Mr. Bojangles, 515 KYA and Dave Stone.
We're here with Don Juan, one of history's greatest lovers. Now, Mr. Juan.
Call me Don.
Don, do you have any suggestions for Valentine's Day?
Well, Signor, I always try to make a girl feel pretty. So I might write her a little poem.
Uh-huh.
Or pick her up in a rented limousine.
Yeah.
But for a sure thing.
Yes?
I'd give her a bottle of Skinny Dip cologne.
Skinny Dip.
And now the story of the Lithuanian landowner and the eccentric jet pilot, brought to you by Mountain Bar, the gigantic chocolate bar with chopped nuts and a creamy, scrumptious center.
I was being attacked by a charging rhino when suddenly...
Don't want to be a rock and roll star, just want to eat my Mountain Bar.
Help clean up Mountain Bar.
Make such a lovely Mountain Bar.
Brown and Haley makes them daily, except Sunday, when a mountain where your mouth is.
I left that sunrise, hitting the road to that girl of mine. Haven't stopped these wheels all day, but I'm losing time. I'm running low,
Coca-Cola.
One less egg to fry. Beatles at KYA. Hello, goodbye. 524 with Dave Soam. Fall months call for fall dishes when dining out. And Chef R. Davis at Silaliva's world-famous Exposition Fish Grotto takes the challenge seriously. Art's come up with some great specials, such as the Exposition's homemade green tagliarini with crab meat and casserole, or his award-winning crab meat mornay and casserole, and of course the ever-popular gray AA choice meats, steaks, chops, and prime ribs. It's a diner's paradise at Exposition Fish Grotto. Number one on Fisherman's Wharf, beautiful cocktail lounge, two spacious banquet rooms, and plenty of free parking space for guests of the Exposition Fish Grotto.
If they kissed you once, will they kiss you again? Will they kiss you again? Will they kiss you again? Better be certain with certain.
Better.
You better be certain with certain.
Delicious certs. Candy mint, breath mint. It's two mints in one with Retsin to stop bad breath.
If they kiss you once, will they kiss you again? Better be certain with certain.
Who are you? Said the caterpillar. This was not a very encouraging opening for a conversation, and Alice replied rather shyly, I hardly know, sir, just at present. At least I know who I was when I got up this morning. But I think I must have changed several times since then. From Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis G. Carroll.
In no way am I interested in a film about a girl who has a heart transplant. No way.
What about a Western?
Donald Sutherland, John Morrell, and the one and only Fellini in Alex in Wonderland.
Starts Wednesday at Cinema 21 San Francisco, UA Berkeley, and Ritz Hayward at MGM Film, rated R. Music San Francisco, your connection for the best hits of the city.
Yes! Here comes Naima! Naima Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana.
You went away and left me long time ago. Now you're knocking on my
This is Robert A. Knowlton with the 5:30 News. As Apollo 14 speeds on its way to the moon, Mission Control has given the go-ahead for the lunar landing. The whole mission hung in the balance for a time after the docking trouble yesterday between the mothership and the lunar lander. Now, apparently, NASA thinks everything's been ironed out and the landing is on for Friday. Spokesman for the left-wing Pathet Lao says in Paris that tens of thousands of South Vietnamese and American soldiers are massing along the border between South Vietnam and Laos. The spokesman sees it as proof that the U.S. and the Allies are planning new escalation in the Indochina War. The nation's biggest defense contractor, Lockheed Aircraft, based in Burbank, announces it's going to accept a $200 million loss instead of going into a court battle over the C-5A aircraft contract. Just last month, Lockheed Brass in Burbank said they'd rather fight it out in court than take that $200 million beating. Federal marshals who watched the rioting in East Los Angeles last night claim that sheriff's deputies were, to quote them, bending over backwards to avoid a confrontation. One man was shot to death, more than 40 others hurt, 56 buildings damaged. The Chicano leaders of the demonstration today demanded a grand jury investigation into the death of a Mexican-American during that rioting. As the defense started calling witnesses in the penalty phase of the Sharon Tate murder trial today, defendant Patricia Krenwinkel shouted at her parents, "You're not going to do me any good." Well, then her father testified. The state's asking for the death penalty for Miss Krenwinkel, Charles Manson, and two other women in the Tate-LaBianca killings. All have been convicted. KYA News Time, 5:32.
Oh, great. He got two tickets for a show. Well, Mom can handle the kids, and I'll bring the car. Oh, but what can I do about washing my hair?
Psst. There's something new. Psst. Instant spray shampoo. Clairol freshens your hair instantly with PSSSSSST. Not a wet shampoo, oh no. Psst. It's not a dry shampoo, oh no. Spray and brush is all you do. Then go, 'cause Clairol freshens your hair instantly with PSSSSSST.
Ladies and gentlemen, since 1926, KYA has taken pride in its service to San Francisco. We invite your comments on our programming in order that we may serve you better. You're invited to write to the General Manager, KYA, Radio 1, Nob Hill Circle, San Francisco.
Murder charges have been filed in Oakland against two teenagers in the murders of two elderly widows within 2 weeks, and police suspect that pair could be tied into a rash of robberies of old women who live alone. 19-year-old Bernard Thomas and 18-year-old Linda Candelaria face two counts of murder, two counts of burglary each. Some 20 students have taken over the administration building and switchboard at Merritt College in Oakland, making demands for a community-controlled minority college. The group claims the district board never met on the subject last week like they'd promised, but District Chancellor John Dunn says the board will meet and talk about the demands tonight. Star receiver for the Oakland Raiders, Warren Wells, has been arrested for drunk driving twice in a 24-hour period. The 28-year-old wide receiver was arrested early yesterday by the CHP while driving on the Bay Bridge. He was bailed out of the San Francisco jail a short time later. And then the CHP reported this morning that Wells had been picked up again on charges of drunk driving after what one officer said was a 90-mile-an-hour chase on the MacArthur Freeway. The Senate Finance Committee plans another hearing tomorrow to give John Connally a chance to refute the charges made by the New York Times. The Times reported that Connally, who's been picked as Treasury Secretary, got $250,000 for handling the estate of a Texas oil millionaire while he was governor. Trouble centers around Texas law, which says the governor can't receive money from anyone except the state while he's in office. Still no answer to the question surrounding the death of a New York magazine writer, John Root. He was found bludgeoned to death in his room at the plush St. Francis Hotel over the weekend. The man was decorating editor for Woman's Day magazine. Robbery's been ruled out now as a motive. Directors of California nursing homes say they'll abide by a court order and will not discharge thousands of elderly patients in a protest over the Medi-Cal cuts. The homes had planned to start sending the patients away this morning, but the plan's now been called off. San Francisco police have pulled the cover off the adding machine to tally up the crime figures for 1970, and it turns out that the most arrests came in the category of dope. Just over 6,400 people were jailed in the city last year for drug violations. and the end of a story from Los Angeles. The woman who dropped her 18-month-old baby from a freeway overpass, well, she's been committed now indefinitely to the State Department of Mental Hygiene. The 33-year-old woman had pleaded innocent by reason of insanity, and that baby escaped serious injury in the fall last year. He was rescued by a passing policeman. From the sports desk, it took a 93-minute transmission overhaul to get the job done, but Mexico's Pedro Rodriguez and England's Jackie Oliver took first place in their 24-hour race at Daytona yesterday, driving their Porsche entry to first place, passing the second-place Ferrari. George Archer took home a check for $30,000 from the Andy Williams Golf Tournament in San Diego. He shot a great 7-under-par final round to beat second-place Dave Eichelberger by 3 strokes. And the California Golden Seals hockey team dropped another one last night to the Minnesota North Stars. They're now holding on quite tightly to last place in the National Hockey League.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Dave Stone is here to play more music.
Wop, 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 wop.
Thank you. I've got to spend. I'm gonna find my way back home again. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home.
Car costs only $1,395 and gets up to 40 miles on 1 gallon of gasoline. The Honda car is a vehicle, my friends, that thoughtfully takes up less space. The Honda car is therefore anti-pretentious, anti-gluttony, and anti-greed.
$1,395 hath been established as the suggested retail price, and doth not include local transportation, dealer new car preparation costs, tax or license. Visit the Honda car dealer of your choice this week.
Bless you.
San Francisco, the new sound of AM Rock Around the Bay.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your drive-in picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching the sky grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my window pane. Sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders, off to bed. Old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, Mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
San Francisco.
The KYA album of the day, Pendulum. Here comes Creedence Clearwater.
KYA.
With the day, Pendulum. Hey, tonight, 5:49 with Dave Stone.
The one I love, loves.
Gensler Lee Diamond is the store with the heart.
She wears my ring from.
Gensler Lee Diamond is the store with the heart.
Buying a diamond could be the most important event of your life. Better see the diamond specialist, Gensler Lee. The store with the heart has been selling diamonds since 1895. If you're 18 or over, open your own charge account. See Gensler Lee's newest styles and wedding sets. Your diamonds are guaranteed for life at Gensler Lee Diamonds, 848 Market, 339 Kearney, San Francisco, 14th and Broadway, Oakland, San Rafael, and Santa Rosa. See Gensler Lee Diamonds, the store with a heart.
The one I love loves.
Gangsterly Diamonds, the store with the heart.
She wears my ring from.
The real thing in the back of your mind, what you're hoping to find is the real thing. It's the real thing.
Cocaine,
that's the way it should be.
Coca-Cola,
what the world wants to see is the real thing.
Coca-Cola, Coke.
For Coca-Cola, the Sandpipers.
Thank you.
see you then. Stand by for Chris Edwards.
Soon the palms will be falling everywhere. Village children fight each other for a share. And the 609 goes rocky, prepares a sermon.
Back home.
is KYA San Francisco. It's 6 p.m.
Chris Edwards is here to play more music.
Doing it 6:04, and I'm playing through tonight with instant requests and action line requests and the top 20 oldies played back at 9 o'clock. Request Golden Gate greats between now and 8:30, and at 9 we'll play them back in order to number one.
Lonely lovers free.
green-eyed lady, windswept lady. Was the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
Sugarloaf at 6:07 on the Chris Edwards Show tonight. This hour presenting some great new sounds heard first on Music San Francisco.